God, there are so many podcasts to listen to. I'm having like one of those Netflix indecision moments. What do you think I should listen to?
Oh, you definitely need to listen to nerdfunnel.com.
But where does he listen to that?
Nerdfunnel.com, or hit us up on any of our social media channels. I mean, hit it up on youtube.com/nerdfunnel. And honestly,
could I find you on facebook.com/nerdfunnel?
Any.com/nerdfunnel, you'll probably fucking find us. Or at nerdfunnel if you're like a Twitter or Instagram dude.
Okay.
And it's so much fun at fucking nerdfunnel.com. You will find articles and podcasts and all sorts of stuff that will funnel right into your more than willing ear holes and honestly, your eye holes at this point.
Awesome, because I got really tired of scrolling through all these podcasts.
Well, I'm not just going to go onto youtube.com/nerdfunnel and just have something funnel into my eye hole, am I?
What's wrong with getting something shoved into your eye hole? There's plenty of Japanese girls who are really into it.
You guys, I just went to nerdfunnel.com and I liked what was going in my eye hole. Oh, I think I'm going to check out what's going to go in my ear hole.
So sexy. So sexy.
Weird, isn't it? Am
no.
I? Am I?
Well, let's go ahead and find out what's coming in my ear hole right now. Hey, guys, you know that that Darth Vader is Luke's father?
Whoa, spoiler alert!
Yeah. Did you know that the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Spoilers!
Did you know that Snape kills Dumbledore?
Ah!
Did you know that if you listen to our cast, you might get something spoiled? Just a warning. Wanted to give you a heads up. So, Steven, I know your head just exploded. I'm sorry.
Do you want spoilers? You will.
Hey everyone, we're back. You're listening to Nerd Funnel, where we take all the nerd news of the world and funnel it into your more than willing ear holes. I'm Bob Shway, and with me tonight is Steven.
What's up? It's Manny.
And Manny, what's up? And Ivan.
Did you fuck her? I'd fuck her.
And we are back tonight, and we are all Game of Thrones all night long. Season finale was last Sunday. And we're doing our recap of the season and the finale.
We've had a little time to digest.
Yeah, well, yeah. I want to give people time to watch it on their DVRs and kind of talk about it and, you know, let it sink in, watch it a couple times or do what they need to do and really kind of process it because it's really kind of a turning point. I think this season is one of the strongest seasons that they've had going. Because
things actually happen this
season.
Things
happen at an expeditious rate this season.
And this is the part of Nerd Funnel. Where I get to pull a Peter Griffin and pull down that sign I've been keeping up there for the last 2 years. Manny was right.
Manny was right, put in the balloon. So refresh the listener's memory what you called the beginning of the season.
Well, we were talking about the season premiere, and a couple of us here at the table were talking about how Cersei was just looking dejected. I mean, she'd just done the walk of shame on season 5.
Shame.
Well, that came back to bite her, what's-her-face in the ass.
Yeah,
shame none.
Well, yeah. Everybody was coming out of it was amazing because everybody was coming out of a really low spot. Remember, we were talking about that. You're right. About everybody was coming out of their lowest of the low, especially some of the female characters.
The lowest of the low.
The lowest of the low. The shite of the earth. And the,
shite to be Scottish.
Cersei and Dany and a lot of the female characters were in really bad spots.
And I said, you know, I don't think Cersei bends. I think she's got something planned or she's going to strike back and destroy. And that came true.
Well, look what happened. Complete reversals all around for a lot of the female leads. That was a big kind of sentiment that was going around this week was like a lot of the females just totally empowered. They're kind of running the show.
Ladies running the world.
I know, right? Because you got... Cersei in King's Landing, you got Dany allied with the Greyjoys.
And Jon Snow.
And
and Sansa.
He's obviously the most handsome girl on that show.
Yeah, and you got Sansa in the north, you got the Greyjoys and then the Targaryens allied, coming all into to form a head for battle, I think, in Westeros.
Forming a dragon's head, perhaps?
Let's go back to the beginning of the season, though.
Yeah, let's do it.
How good was the season in general for you guys?
This season was decent. There were some parts that I...
Stronger than 4 or 5, but not as good, I think, as...
I thought 4 was strong. I thought 5 was the weakest. This one had some moments I still looked askance at.
Okay.
There were some the Arya Stark storyline and
the faceless,
the faceless men. That
I liked it.
It degenerated at the end, I thought.
No, it's just
I liked the ending.
No, it was
her, tossed a perfectly good opportunity for good storytelling, but nothing fucking happened.
Well, it was her attempt at escape from her her vengeance, her destiny, and she went back on it.
Yeah, but the way they handled it was pretty stupid.
And the way that they handle it makes it look like that's what she was trying to do all along, which is.
I don't think that was the overall plan.
Was she just trying to learn the stealth tactics of the faces?
She just acquired enough skills that she was able to fucking take out Walder Frey.
To get back at the Frey?
I'm not talking about that. That was cool. I enjoyed that scene. Yeah, I'm talking about back in Braavos when she gets stabbed like 7 times in the gut.
Oh, yeah.
And then
does
she
not
gets.
Die.
I guess they have an ether, an elixir or something there. Lady Crane had a couple ethers and just. Healed her with potion.
Are you really gonna?
It's called cocaine. Just in case you're not an actor.
It's all the ancient
cocaine is what gets people through.
It's the morphine.
If she'd been stabbed once, I'd say okay. But she was stabbed.
This
like
is a world where fucking dragons are around. Like, you're really gonna argue that much about?
No,
that?
You don't. That's an argument that always loses. You are
magic.
Not bringing that argument out. That's an argument
that
always
loses. It's a legitimate argument.
It's a stupid argument. Bullheaded is what it is. Yeah, you don't. Whatever the rules of your world are, even if it's fantasy, you can't just blatantly violate the rules of your own universe. And you know that. You've argued the same thing.
But we don't know that the actress lady who was healing her doesn't have some type of healing
magical
herbs
powers because they brought Jon Snow
heal
back.
Somebody very quickly.
All she has to her advantage is that she said she stabs her lovers and then like bandages them up.
Right,
that's
so
all.
She knows.
Did she acquire?
She knows how to heal
people.
No,
I'm saying that's like a shitty like explanation for why she's good at it to the point where she can like save Arya from the brink of death.
Did Arya?
It feels fine enough.
Did Arya acquire powers from the Faithless God?
That's
she's
another
got,
one.
She's got that transmutation power. Okay, when she was at the end with Walder Frey, she was wearing the mask. She was like several feet taller. Like that's like transmutation.
That's that
like,
seems to be how the mask system works, kind of. Though.
Yeah, so, yeah see, but that's changing the rules of nature. That's like shapeshifting, right?
Well, yeah, except you have to be. You can't just change any rule of nature, and even if it's fantasy.
Well, what if when you're a shapeshifter, you're able to change your health, move your organs around?
They haven't
around.
Defined that's a rule you can change. They never said that Lady Crane is some kind of red priestess or something
right.
who has these abilities. Come on, it's stupid.
I don't think it's
a cogent argument.
I don't think it's stupid. It's undefined. I think they did a bad job defining the rules.
Well, fair enough. I'll take that.
I think by definition, undefined is stupid.
Well, I mean,
we all hate what we don't understand.
But when you're working with 13 episodes, they don't have time to like explain ten episodes, right?
And I can't understand why you think you're right.
I'm always right.
Steven's always
time,
right.
Time over time. I've
time
always been
after
proved
time.
Right.
Yeah, not this time, but
all times.
I personally think that Arya, in learning how to shapeshift and do the faceless thing, acquired like a little bit more powers than
maybe
the average
a little
human.
Elasticity too.
Yeah,
we'll have to
wait
go.
A minute.
We'll
let's,
have to go
let's
with
not
that.
Talk about her undercarriage.
But I mean, it was stretching the limits of credibility for her to get stabbed that many times and then jump off like a roof and roll. And
she did parkour.
She was parkouring.
I was fine with it. I was really okay with that whole thing.
Fine. And it really never defined that she had surpassed the amount of training that it needed to become like a faceless man. Because there, okay, I hadn't remembered this, but apparently when she killed what's his face or the dude who killed her fencing instructor.
Oh, Meryn.
Meryn Trant,
yeah.
Apparently she was wearing a face at that time, but like it never really makes a big deal that she's like gained this ability. So it was just kind of like an amorphous thing that
but
like,
that's
oh,
more
sudden,
your fault for not understanding that.
No, it's also
heartless.
The fault of
No, we're going to go with it's your fault.
No, no. This is the fault of the storytellers to not be able to make that clear to the viewer.
I understood it.
That's because you drink a lot.
Yeah, I understood it.
Well, look, fine. We'll just have to agree to disagree on the parkour and the seven gut
shots. She falls down the stairs and she's bloody and stuff. Like, she tears her wounds open. Like,
maybe, what about this, though?
Maybe he had the magical maggots from House Forrester.
Yeah.
After she kills the wave, and that part was pretty cool. I'll admit.
That was fucking dope.
That was cool. Where she knocks the candle out with needle.
Have you guys heard the theory about that, though?
No.
That the waif is still alive, and she just took Arya's face?
Right, like Arya died.
Oh, and this is the waif.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think the show
the last episode kind of goes against that.
Yeah,
right,
I would think,
though,
why would she be going after...
What if the many-faced god demands the revenge of Arya Stark?
Yeah, maybe.
But we won't know for sure.
Ever.
I think...
15 episodes, we're going
to
be...
That could actually be pretty cool. Again. I don't even think the show writers have the balls to do that. And to go that off the reservation
but
with their story.
Where is
that far off the reservation?
But where is Arya's story end of now? Because she's got the vengeance now. She's killed Frey.
Still has a list.
Who's left on the list?
Cersei is on her list.
Okay.
The Hound is still on her list because she let him live.
But yeah. she doesn't know that he's alive.
She said, she admitted when she was doing her training that she took him off his list. Her list.
Okay. Forgot.
So just Cersei then.
No, Cersei and whoever...
Ilyn Payne,
who Royal we've not heard from.
Yeah, he hasn't been around.
Okay.
Royal Executioner, the King's Justice, he's still on our list, yeah.
Yeah, but for the purposes of surprise, she's not revealing the entire contents of the list at this
time. She's like a one-girl army against Westeros, so this does involve a significant element of surprise.
Yeah, right?
I'm gonna assume that what ends up happening is that... This is my prediction for the end of... Game of Thrones is that it ends up being the Starks and horribly Sansa probably ends up taking the Iron Throne.
We'll get to Manny has an unpopular opinion on this one a little bit later.
I feel like
predictions at the end. We'll do predictions at the end.
But it's helped along significantly by Arya taking out a lot of these people.
Yeah.
Arya becomes like the
She's helping out a lot of people like she doesn't even know.
Right. She's kind of turning
by taking out these fuckers. Like taking out Frey.
I don't think she ever reunites with the Starks.
I don't think I kind of agree because now given the last episode, she takes this incredible amount of pleasure in killing Walder Frey and she has this sort of like almost psychotic look on her face. I think she's going to become a liability.
She's going to be a liability
to the point where like we got to do something about Arya.
No, she's going to become the professional.
Oh,
she's going to become Leon.
No. Because there's in Leon, the professional, there it's just a job. For her, it's now pleasure. And she's going to become a problem for people. And it's going to be... I think that would be real... I don't think they have the balls to do that. But it would be really fucking interesting if they were just like, yeah, you got to take out your sister. That's my sister. And like Jon Snow being the one giving her needle, he's the one who has to take her out. Think about that for a second.
I don't see them ever going in that direction.
They're not
going
to go that direction, but how cool would that be? Because she's off her hinge now.
No, she's not.
She's
still killing the enemies of House Stark.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they'll call her Lady Stoneheart from now on, but like fucking she's kind of dangerous now.
See, in the whole Arya Stark struggle of her character between being no one or being Arya Stark, she's kind of chosen middle ground. She's Arya Stark, but she's psycho Arya Stark. She's just like Arya Stark with only one mission, vengeance, you know?
But that's good. I'm into it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
she's like Arya Stark fused with, what's his name from Death Wish, Branson?
Yeah, Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not... Totally
you got a death
I'm
wish,
not trashing
buddy?
The whole yeah, Arya she's... Stark storyline here. I just thought some of the scenes in that episode, I think it was episode 8, were a little dumb and were not well made. And
I don't know. I was a fan. I was a fan the whole way through.
All right.
I got to agree with you. Okay, so what about... let's stick with the Starks. What about Snow and Sansa?
Sansa's going to fucking betray the
Sansa's
fuck out
the
of
Sansa's the fucking worst.
She's going to betray Jon Snow.
She's the worst.
Okay, wait. Maybe this is Manny has an unpopular opinion, or maybe
how,
I'm
how does
with
the
you.
Nerd Funnel crew feel about this? Because we know where me
yeah,
and
we've
Manny.
Actually Steve and I have argued about this offset.
Offset, yeah.
Yeah. Here's where I'll start. I was, as the Lords of the North were shouting the King of the North for Jon Snow, I was sitting there going, wait, what the fuck? Sansa, as far as they know, is the only surviving Stark, and true-born girls still take precedence over bastard-born
bastard
men.
Bastard sons, yeah.
So suddenly, I was wondering, wait, what's going on here? Is
she's
really
gonna fucking traitor the fuck out of him?
Probably, because she's probably rightfully pissed at this point. They should be
rightfully pissed.
Really? Yeah, because Jon would have lost the battle without her.
Yeah,
straight up. They should have been raising their. They should have been raising
the Lord, the Knights of the Vale would not have stood a chance without Jon.
So it worked together, but she would not. There would have been no Knights of the Vale without Sansa Stark and Jon.
There's no battle without Jon.
Yeah, he's the one that got them to go in the fucking first place.
That's true. She came to John for that shit.
She's the aide.
Let's call it 50-50.
She's that... No, 50-50. At best, she's a second banana, motherfucker.
Yeah.
She is the true-born heir to Ned Stark, and as far as the Lords of the North know, the only one still alive, so she is the rightful queen of the North right here.
Technically, Bran is ahead of her.
But nobody's heard from Bran.
Nobody knows he's alive.
Nobody knows he's alive.
I'm just saying, and once he shows back up...
Is he even a human being anymore? He's a warg.
He's a three-eyed raven.
A three-eyed raven, right?
Yeah.
So he's like part. He's gonna be like holed up in a tree somewhere.
But he's gonna come back and he's be like, "Hey, BT Dubs, he's a Targaryen.
He's half Targaryen."
I don't think he's gonna spill the beans on it.
He's going to.
I think he'll do it to Jon. I don't think he's going to do it publicly though.
Oh, well.
Well, that Bran
might be just enough though to the point where.
Well,
because he's
the only one who knows right now, right?
It's the only time that we get it. We put that piece into a position where everybody realizes, oh, he has an actual claim to the Iron Throne.
So Daenerys is his aunt.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Daenerys is his aunt.
And these are Targaryens, so they are definitely not above wedding
incest. Yeah.
Aunts to cousins. They do that, or aunts to nephews. They do that kind of stuff.
They do that all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So they could do that link at the chain back up.
So this is how we could potentially set up for a new Targaryen dynasty.
Yeah.
I think it's always been coming back to the Targaryen dynasty.
I'm really unhappy with the idea that Sansa's going to betray Jon.
It's almost inevitable. Like the way that she looked, I feel okay. This
no,
is
it definitely shows like she's going to fuck over Jon.
She looks happy though. I will give that.
Well, you mean at the
she
end?
She looks happy when everyone's declaring their fealty to Jon, but then she looks over at
Littlefinger,
and he kind of looks like grr. But then it's like
the problem is she's weak.
She is weak. She is totally weak.
I'm gonna make
and
her...
I hate how everyone says, "Oh, Sansa's coming into power. Sansa's gonna no.
She's
she is
weak
a le-
sauce.
She has come back and time and time again, showing that she is playing into everybody else's game."
But I'm gonna
even when she thinks she's smarter, she's played in a Littlefinger's game.
She's a reactionary. She doesn't take action. She reacts.
I'm gonna make a call here.
Like she didn't come with the cavalry until Jon took the action to freaking go and start the shit.
She was in that same way. She was kind of
she has to be forced into acting.
I would argue she was almost counting on Jon being defeated and being killed at that battle.
What that's. That's a little bit of a far-fetched
I feel like
right
she was
there.
Being counted on that because she warned him about Ramsay. He's like, he's gonna try to make you do something that you don't want to do, and you got to look out for that. And John was like, "Oh, fuck yourself." And then she was like, "Well, if that's the case, I'm gonna wait till it looks really fucking bad."
In all fairness, Rykon was really terrible about running away from that arrow.
Yeah,
like, serpentine, motherfucker. Serpentine.
I feel like that's
change your speed.
Yeah,
zigzag a little bit.
Yeah,
do a little roll every so often.
It's dodge
a
roll, dodge roll.
Arrow. You can kind of track its trajectory.
Yeah.
But stop. Just stop suddenly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unexpectedly. Just be erratic.
Stop. Hit the ground. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Just make a perfectly
that was
calculatable
really kind
pattern
of,
for
right,
Ramsay
yeah.
to
right.
fire.
Running at the same speed in a straight line.
Yeah, nobody,
probably not the best way to go.
Nobody fucking teaches
you're not
Lord
gonna,
Sons how to fucking evade.
You're not going
to
outrun
it's a
an arrow.
Mistake.
Yeah.
But staying on Sansa just for one moment, I'm going to make a call here. I actually don't think she's going to betray Jon Snow.
You know,
I think,
that's
I think,
probably true.
Probably not. I think that's the way they're setting her up, and they're going to be at the struggle, and she's almost going to go with Littlefinger, but I think... The way they're setting up her character arc that is going to be the moment where she
stands up and
she defines herself, and she's not going to get swayed by Littlefinger because she hates Littlefinger. She knows he's smarmy and that he's a liar and that.
But it's Game of Thrones, so she might just fuck Littlefinger just to gain power.
I mean,
because it's GOT. In any other show, I would agree with you, but because it's GOT.
We'll
she's
see.
Like, let him win so she can stab him in the back to take the Iron Throne.
That's the call
but
I'm making.
That'll
him.
Be all off camera. Like, it would be like a fan. Like,
it's like. like a fucking subtitles?
Yes. Well, no, I would say even it's just like the show ends with them sitting on the Iron Throne. And, like, you can kind of tell Sansa's unhappy.
Yeah.
And it just like, I'm. Okay. Weird prediction. But the final shot of Game of Thrones will be Sansa and Littlefinger sitting on the Iron Throne as the camera is on them and pulls back out, and like there's followers among them. So the camera's pulling back and you're just kind of seeing them. And you get the impression that Sansa is like not happy with this arrangement.
Well, the only
and it'll continue. The only just thing, like Cersei and Robert Baratheon.
The only thing that can happen
a new
the
cycle.
And we're going to have a Wire ending right here.
Yes. 100%.
The only thing that can happen with the Game of Thrones is like no matter who sits on the Iron Throne at the end, they can't, they're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
It's going to be the worst price ever. They're going to have it, and it's going to be
unless it's Jon.
Fucking Tommen.
No, Jon's going to be miserable.
Well, he's going to be miserable, but not in the same way that we think, because there's also a bunch of things going around.
He's already been through a lot of shit.
That's the irony of the Game of Thrones. You can't win.
But
you get the throne, but you're going to be miserable for it.
Here's the thing. There are things going around where they've been looking at the scene where in the Tower of Joy, when Lyanna is whispering to Ned Stark, and she says his name is, and it's kind of, but if you look closely, it sounds like she says Jaehaerys, which was the fourth Targaryen king, known as Jaehaerys the Wise. So I think that's probably going to be a hint to how his ruling might be. So he might be miserable having to take care of the entire kingdoms, but he probably will end up being one of the great kings.
Well, he's going to have to be if they're going to fight the White Walkers, because that's one of the big, like, you know, elephants in the room that nobody's talking about.
What if
yet.
The White Walkers win? What if they sweep through
and
destroy everything?
Yeah, what I think they're waiting for is everybody to kind of, Westeros to tear itself apart in war, then come in and sweep in.
Is
and
that why they're
everything.
Taking, like, forever to get to the gates?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
They're waiting for the right time.
Season 2, Daenerys is in the House of the Undying with
those
kind of necromancers
dude.
And
yeah.
Karth, that one dude, and she starts seeing these visions. And one of the visions is the Iron Throne Room with the, you know, all crumbled, the roof's destroyed and everything.
And it's all ice.
And it's just ice and snow in there, which could imply the whole collapse of the entire dynasty.
Yeah.
However, she's too retarded to ever notice
but
that.
But the whole thing is called the Songs
of... But she's got Tyrion now.
The whole thing is called Songs of Fire and Ice. All I think is going to happen is that she's going to link back up with Jon Snow.
She's gonna fuck Jon Snow.
Yeah, because she's fire and he's ice, and they're gonna
and
link
plus
back up.
The whites are ice and dragons are fire.
Yeah,
I fucking hate Daenerys. She's just so terrible.
All right, so should we stay in Westeros and move to Essos?
Oh, sure. So I'm
in Westeros and move to Essos.
So well,
which one do you want to do?
Let's talk about the current lineage. I was really bummed when Tommen.
Mm-hmm.
Just face planted out the window.
That
apparently,
was,
okay. Well,
that
let,
was
let,
great because
let's,
that was like a Martin Scorsese moment.
Let's,
me and Nicole let's, started laughing because we were like, "What the fuck?"
Let's
is
talk.
Happening?
Let's talk about Cersei and King's Landing. What went down? And we'll get to Tommen's suicide.
Fun fact:
you
liked
Tommen, didn't you?
I did.
So
I was a big fan.
Fucking Cersei.
Fun fact: Cersei has an actual legal claim to the Iron Throne, so she
apparently.
Didn't just like she didn't just usurp it. She has an actual claim to it because
Jaime gave up his claim, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And if you go back far along the line,
and Lancel does too.
The
right?
Baratheons and the Lannisters have a common ancestor, which goes down to Tywin. So she's actually next in line after Tommen.
Well, but Jaime would be the next in line,
but
if he wasn't a Kingsguard.
Right.
Yeah,
but he's technically not. So this is where it gets kind of like weird. He's like. Kind of not. He's not a Kingsguard anymore, but he still can't have.
He took the oath though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't have like
he's bound
title to lands and shit. You know. That's
but he took the oath.
Weird.
That's the binding thing, right?
But once they set precedent. Joffrey set precedent that you can dismiss a Kingsguard now with Ser Barristan.
But he hasn't been dismissed.
No, he was dismissed to the Night's Watch though.
Jaime?
Oh, well, Barristan Selmy though.
Yeah,
sorry,
but we're talking. But Jaime's hasn't been dismissed from the Kingsguard yet.
He technically was.
When was that?
When Tommen said you're gonna go.
No,
over
no, no. He was sent to command. That wasn't the same. He's
no. He says you're off the Kingsguard.
Okay. Suddenly,
if I remember correctly,
I think you're right.
We have to go to
listeners,
the tapes.
Listeners, Google, please.
Yeah. Fact checkers, get on.
Yeah.
This.
But isn't he so? Because they're brother and sister, so he would be
first in line.
And he's male.
He's male, he'll be first in line.
Over Tyrion. And then Tyrion, since Jaime, for whatever reason, can't take it, Tyrion comes next. Tyrion's exiled, so he's not eligible, therefore Cersei.
Yeah.
So here's...
Cersei's definitely getting whacked, though.
Yeah.
She's getting done by Arya. It's gonna be one
is
of those.
It, is it gonna be Arya or is it gonna be Jaime?
I think it's gonna be Jaime because the so far they've been setting it up that everything in her prophecy keeps coming true.
Right. Yeah,
everything's lined up.
Or so like she lost her last.
Will take revenge or something.
She lost her last child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was funny that that was prophecy was closed up by her own doing. Yep. She killed Tommen basically.
Yep. Well, almost she killed all her children in a way.
Tommen was like, I don't want to live here anymore.
Well, no,
she's insane.
I don't even think that's what it was.
What do you think it was?
It was the drive of new pussy. It was that he was like, Marjorie's pussy was the bestest pussy that I've ever had.
And oh, on top was, of
I can't live without
first
it.
First pussy too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And it's just never going to be that good again.
So he's just like, fuck it.
He reached peak pussy, and then now that's it.
Marjorie's pretty good. I have to.
Yeah, admit. Marjorie Tyrell.
I was really
a moment of silence for done. A moment of silence for Marjorie.
A moment of silence for Marjorie Tyrell.
She got outplayed though. So
that, I, no, she, well, I mean, she saw it. She saw it. She was trying to get out.
Outplayed.
Well, she saw it.
Well, she tried to escape, but they just wouldn't let her.
I'm bummed that Natalie Dormer's off that show.
Yeah, she's great.
She's a great fucking actress.
Yeah, like, she's awesome. We've seen her like in person, like and
she's that. Me and Manny were talking about this the other day, of like Natalie Dormer is the type of actress where when you see her, your eye is naturally drawn to her. Like
yeah,
she
has gorgeous.
Star power,
and not just like physically. She's got charisma.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like
her charisma score is off the chain.
Yeah, it's insane. Like how just much magnitude she
she's
has.
Like one of those people when she walks into a room like
she just pops.
She's the room.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, she's gone. So who else is on the list of people in that room that were gone?
The High Sparrow.
Jonathan Pryce is gone. Betty. Yeah. Jonathan Pryce did a great job this season of like being trying to play the humble lowly guy and then end up being
fucking
just like
scumbags.
I thought they all
cunning
had
his
a
way
bigger,
into power.
I thought they all had a bigger part to play him and Marjorie, but that's kind of like the beauty of that scene is it's just like completely cut short.
Just truncated.
Like it doesn't matter.
Get rid of plot ends. Get
you
rid
wanted
of plot
to
threads.
Do something. Fuck you.
Life does not end
from
perfectly.
A sheer writing perspective. This is basically like let's clear.
We
out
We gotta
the
clean
gunk.
The house. Yeah. We gotta get ready for the final. The final run of 13 or 14 episodes.
So now Cersei has like the entirety of King's Landing under hostage.
So Cersei was the only one that knows about the wildfire underneath the Sept, right?
Well, Tyrion.
And Tyrion.
Yeah.
And
Jaime.
There's a lot.
And Jaime.
I forgot what they said in the show, but definitely in the books, the whole city.
Because the king Targaryen Aegon, he had like an obsession with it, right?
Yeah, Aerys the Mad King. He had. So there's actually supposed to be.
You're right.
Yeah.
Supposed to be wildfire caches under the entire city, all over the place.
Yeah.
So basically,
you could technically light up the entire city.
Right.
All
here's
over.
What I think. Here's what I kind of think they're
like
going to.
Sounds like a
fail-safe
maneuver.
Well, yeah, I think so. Cersei's gone. She's gone full Mad King here.
Yeah,
basically.
She has the whole entire city hostage
right.
now.
And so I think this is my prediction for how they might play this out. It's kind of the predictable way, but they might go with it. So Daenerys, of course, is going to attack King's Landing. There's going to be a big battle.
Right.
But Cersei's prepared if she loses.
It'll probably be episode 8 or 9.
Right. She's prepared if she loses to just light up King's Landing and go out that way, kamikaze the whole city.
Yeah.
I think she's ready for that if Daenerys is actually invades.
Except Daenerys won't get burned by the wildfire, will she?
Well, yeah, maybe that's another issue.
That's
but
another
the dragons
what I think
won't
they're
going to
do with it, what I think they've been setting it up for, is Jaime. Remember, he killed the first Mad King because the king was going to light up King's Landing and burn everybody. And so he's going
to
be like, fuck.
He's going
to
be forced
I've been
to do it.
I got
to
do this again.
I'm going to have to Kingslay or Queenslay in this case again, and that'll fulfill the prophecy. He's going to kill Cersei.
What if it's Arya who takes Jaime's face?
Or it's Arya who takes Jaime's face.
Oh.
I like the...
That'd be kind of cool.
I like the idea of Jaime gets slain in battle, and then, but it's in a way that like he gets slain in the midst... Okay. I'm going to walk down a path here.
Okay. Taking a stroll.
Takes on a journey.
Yeah.
Taking a journey, girl.
So imagine episode like 6-ish. You see Jaime go down in battle. You're not quite sure if he died or not, but you see him go down.
Right.
Then like episode 9, Jaime shows up and he ends up slaying Cersei. But then pull off the face and to reveal that it's Arya.
Uh-huh.
Like, you don't see Arya the entire season until the last, like, episode-ish.
Yeah.
Like, how good of a way to go out is that?
That'd be kind
of
cool.
And I think to go along with that, not only with the prophecy or whatever, but, like, I think the biggest portion of the struggle is that Jaime is going to realize he has to kill Cersei or else a bunch of people are going to die as a result.
A bunch of people have already died.
A bunch of innocent people.
But like the
a bunch of innocent people.
So yeah, the same situation.
So
he
as
faced
a
before.
Result of it, he knows that he has to kill Cersei. So he's conflicted with it, and in the end, in the moment of weakness, he can't, and that's when he dies because of it, and then we see him, you know, slay Cersei, and then that's when Arya pulls off the face.
Mm-hmm. That could be cool too, yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I kind of hope that Cersei doesn't have, like, a weak sauce death. Like, that's just the one thing I want, because Cersei's, like, one of my favorite characters. I dig that chick.
What if Cersei kills the real Jaime and then Arya shows up as the face?
Fake Jaime.
As face Jaime, and then she like freaks out.
Oh, right, shit. Right, right.
How much better? How yeah, much better?
Be
kind of,
that's what I mean. Like,
that'd be fucking cool.
Like, how much better of an ending is it if like she repels off Daenerys and then she repels off Jon Snow and Sansa and then Arya gets thwarted and it's just Daenerys just or Cersei just ends up on the Iron Throne and that's it.
And she wins Winter?
Then she just wins.
But,
well,
like,
what about
the
White
Walkers?
Well, whatever.
Fuck them.
Because at this point, it's like if you defeated everyone else that out like matters, you deserve to like the whole fucking
whatever,
kingdom
Sam's
deserves
there.
To like
winter's here.
Fucking like right. freeze Sam- under the hot, hard winter that is.
Sam
the
and
long
Gilly
night.
Take the front lines, and then they use dragon glass to stab motherfuckers. So it's fun.
What about?
It's just her. She's like Sarah Connor.
Do you think Tyrion?
Excellent poll. Whoa.
She's just alone.
She just goes back to Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Oh god,
uses
I wish.
Bran to like travel back in time.
So good.
And now we bring in the time travel. Now,
yeah,
Stephen,
the time travel thing.
Offset, we talked about this. Stephen is prepared. Correct me if I'm wrong, but is prepared to abandon the show one episode before the last if the time travel doesn't make sense.
If the time travel just ends up being so shitty.
Oh, you mean?
I don't know.
You mean Bran's thing?
Yeah,
with the Hodor.
If his warging powers just don't make sense at all. Because they're already kind of close to not making sense.
They're flirting dangerously with it, we'll say. But they haven't quite crossed the line.
You think it's going to be just like one of those things they write out, that they just had to write to explain shit?
If they don't explain...
They're going to pull a Battlestar Galactica Season 4 and just write themselves.
They have to write themselves
angels.
Out of this corner.
Right,
angels.
Just angels, just hashtag angels.
I hate
just,
you guys.
Just deus ex machina. Oh, time travel. That's how we fixed it.
Or Bran is the voice that the Mad King hears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but obviously his power causes aneurysms in people, as we saw in
or
the door.
Like, or weak-minded individuals.
He was a pretty regular kid.
He was a regular kid, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't a weak-minded individual.
Well, also, Bran was warged into Hodor in the present at that time, too. So Bran was actually warged into Hodor.
He was in two places.
Having Hodor move, pull him.
Was that the key?
What? No. Was he warged into Hodor in two places in time at once?
He was warged into Hodor in the present while Hodor was pulling.
Hodor.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And we didn't have their Nerdfernal fact checkers check.
And then
I was about to say, I thought that the girl was commanding him to hold the door, not that he was command. Because I thought he was in the past and she was yelling at Hodor to hold the door.
Right. No,
fuck.
He was
okay.
Is that is
it's the echo of her yelling in
Bran's
ear
Bran
that echoes into the past.
Exactly. That was that. I think it was like
right.
Hodor.
Okay.
Didn't get warged into because he it looked like he was just.
It'd be too
like,
much.
He kind of like collected himself and then got his shit together and like pulled everyone out, even though he was scared shitless.
All right.
Hold the door. Hugging it.
Is it
okay?
Never go full retard.
If we yell hold the door in like a mentally handicapped way, is that offensive?
Is it?
Ooh.
Nerd funnel rolling. Hold the door.
Well, I mean, because he's never yelled it.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he does. He does.
Yeah,
when
I think
he's having his aneurysm.
And, you know,
I mean, he's in the process of
he does the hands. Is that
he's
what
in the process of becoming mentally.
That's terrible.
It's happening to him, right?
Yeah.
So he's being mentally
degraded.
Degraded as it's happening, right? So I don't think
it's too
bad.
Is it wrong to say retarded? Because, like, he's a regular person. Retarded, actually, the technical definition of retarded
is
that
stunted.
To hold back.
Well,
it's
that, held back.
To hold back.
So if it's he's being held back by this power, is not Hodor retarded?
I agree.
He's been
I'll
retarded by Bran.
Departed.
Right.
Yeah.
So Bran made him retarded.
Basically. Bran retarded him. He issued the he affected the retarding.
Right. He made him retarded.
Let's talk about Tyrion for a second. So Tyrion is now the hand.
Hold the door.
Hand of the queen.
Hand of the queen.
Yep.
Is that a good position for him or a bad position for him?
It's the best position that he can have, I suppose.
He seems this is his second stint as a hand.
Yeah. He seems to be very, like, I kind of see, like, he wants to have power, but he's very content to play the second fiddle.
I don't think he does, though. Or he just knows he's the best man for the job.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up is that if all they have to do is kill Cersei now, if they assassinate Cersei and then Tyrion marries Daenerys, she becomes the inheritor of the Iron Throne.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that simple.
I never thought of that. Yeah.
It's that simple.
But she's not going to marry him.
Why? She's willing to give up the guy who really loves her.
That's true. That is true.
And she says the best way to secure alliances is through marriage.
She doesn't care. She don't.
So who's she gonna marry?
Her pussy's so beat up at this point. She doesn't give a shit.
So what about? So
she's already had a kid.
Tyrion or Jon Snow? Do you think?
I'll bet her pussy's a mess.
Who do you think she should marry?
I like. Thanks for keeping this focused.
I'm just curious. I'm like, so who would make the better marriage? Now that marriage is the calculation for her.
Jon Snow is like the obvious choice. He's the front runner.
Because it's incestual,
She doesn't know that he's there.
She doesn't know that he's
yet.
A Targaryen, and he's now the king in the North. And she needs to be able to command. She has a navy, and she also has air superiority.
Tyrion is the obvious line of succession, though.
Yeah. Well, but Jon doesn't know he's.
But here's the thing: she's not planning to ascend to the throne by way of Lannister. Because she needs to be able to depose the current dynasty in order to take over the throne.
But all that has to happen is Arya takes out Cersei with a fake face, and then she marries Tyrion.
But then she marries into that
dynasty.
Yeah.
That she is trying to depose.
No, because her whole claim to the throne is based on the idea that Robert Baratheon's rebellion was illegitimate.
Was illegitimate.
He's a usurper. Yeah. So that whole thing... is illegitimate to her.
But either way, it gets resolved. If Tyrion and Daenerys marry, on either side of it, it gets resolved.
Well,
because then the usurper's family has been taken over by the Targaryens.
Yep.
As well.
It's been
united. At the same time, he's gonna say, well, like, I decide not to... What is it called?
It could be
he abdicates.
Abdicate.
Right.
And he's just like, here it is for you. I present the crown to you.
It could be a matrilineal marriage where the woman has the power
in
the relationship.
Would that be a change from the tradition?
That's not how royalty, in, like lines of succession, don't work that way necessarily.
They did. They did.
Well, no. It would be different from. It would be different from like Nancy Reagan telling Ronald Reagan what to do.
No. But I'm talking about
still somebody who's in power.
No, in like Middle England, there were matrilineal lines of succession that existed.
Yeah.
Like the fourth born son of a German king would marry off into an Irish family and he would give up his lines of succession to the Irish family. So all kids would belong to the Irish line that existed.
But that's only through the offspring, not necessarily through a, like, you can't pass off the crown to your spouse, though.
No, but they become simultaneously king and queen.
But you can pass off to the offspring.
All of the offspring are of Daenerys' line. He ends his line with her. And he's already done that to a certain point.
Yeah.
Because he don't like to fuck
but
without
just,
condoms.
Just to be clear, Jon Snow doesn't know he is Targaryen yet.
He doesn't.
So the only person that knows is Bran.
And Bran's going to tell him.
I kind of hope Bran
How is he going to tell everybody? Like, where he's stuck up there.
Bran's like going to be super...
He's working
super,
his way.
Like, he's going to be clutching the war. To come.
No, but...
How is
that be
Bran going
to
make
fuck
his...
fuck you to the fans? Is like, if Bran dies...
And never gets to tell
never
anybody.
Never gets to tell everybody else in the world.
Well, that's what I'm curious about. Is because, like, we're all assuming that everybody's going to find out this crucial information. But Bran's really fucked right now.
So here's the scenario that presents itself. Say that everything goes according to how we like how most fans predicted.
We have prognosticated.
Jon Snow marries Daenerys, but it's like this old boy situation where he's married his aunt, but he doesn't even know it.
Oh my god!
And then he's just, he finds out one day, and he just like has to cut off his tongue.
His head explodes. Oh my god! I can't believe I ate that pussy.
Old boy. That's where we're going with fucking.
They should have never left the cave. We should have never left.
Season
the cave.
8 of Game of Thrones.
Really.
It's going to be old boy.
Jon Snow really shouldn't have left that cave, ever.
Never.
Why would you ever leave Ygritte? Like,
duty and honor.
Ygritte.
Speaking of leaving and Jon Snow, he exiled Melisandre to the south.
She's gonna rally troops for the
north. First of all, she doesn't know how she brought him back. Second of all, is she going to bring other people back that have died?
Oh, wait, I forgot about that. She's got her boys, the Brotherhood Without Banners, Beric Dondarrion and Thoros of Myr, and now with the Hound as one of their members.
Yeah.
They're all down in the south, so she's probably going to meet up with them.
Yeah, so there's going to be consequences to that action, because Jon doesn't know they're down there. Doesn't know the Hound's alive.
Yeah.
Does that
matter to Jon?
He's never even really met the Hound.
Yeah. Right.
Just that day in the beginning.
Yeah.
When the first
episode where everybody's introduced.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like it's a loose end that might come back to bite him in the ass.
Why?
Well, because she...
I think they're going to gain allies from it.
You think so?
I think she's gonna ride to the rescue.
She seems to be, like, despite killing Sheena and being exiled for it, she still seems to be pretty loyal to him.
She's loyal to the Lord of Light.
This is what's going to happen. She's going to help out in like this clutch moment, and then she's going to be like, I know I defied you. She's going to pull off her glamour, and then everyone's going to see her as an old woman, and she just dies right there. She's fulfilled her role.
She's done.
How much better is it if she doesn't pull off the glamour and just keeps fucking all of the dudes as an old lady?
And then, it becomes old boy.
We're back to old boy. What about the Greyjoys? What about this alliance now with Daenerys? So we got this dynamic duo of females. All the females are really the ones that are picking up the slack. So Sansa comes in and saves the day. Daenerys has got her army back of the Dothraki. She's leading. We've got now House Greyjoy led by a woman.
Yara.
Technically
led by Euron.
Yeah.
And you know they're going to bring Euron back because they kind of introduce him in a big way and they sort of have to, but I don't see any utility to his character in the show at this point.
No. He's a Lannister ally.
He's a Lannister, but...
Is he?
Is there going to be a civil war within House Greyjoy then?
He's presenting himself to go marry Daenerys.
That's what he wanted to do.
He wants to go over there and present his big cock.
But the problem is that the other Greyjoys have already aligned there. So he'll set them up.
Yeah.
And so Cersei's unmarried.
There might be
So if he aligns with Cersei to fend off the naval attack,
there's going to be a civil war in House Greyjoy then. Yeah. That could be an interesting
plot twist. Yara's going to marry Daenerys.
Yeah. I've seen it coming. There was some major flirtation going on there in Meereen.
Power couple, right?
That's awesome.
Be House of Cards up in that shit.
Well, we are better than our fathers. We can do better. And she gave her that look over. That was pretty flirtatious.
Well, she said, Daenerys said, and I assume you're not demanding a marriage. And Yara goes, I never make demands, but I'm up for anything.
I know, right? Because we've already established that she goes both ways.
Yeah.
But does Dany?
Yeah, and even goes after her brother.
The book has established that Dany does go both ways too. All right. I don't know about the show if they ever.
Really? What about? Pray tell.
Oh yeah, there's when
she's
on
14 or 15 in the book.
Yeah, I know it's a little. Yeah.
It's a confusing time.
It is.
It makes it weird to get a boner.
No, when she's on the.
Does it?
When she's on her ships after she leaves in the books after she leaves Carth and she's on the ships. One of her handmaidens, it says, comes into her cabin and services her from time to time on Daenerys' pleasing.
It doesn't get really, like,
It doesn't get really graphic, but it just mentions that
it
whenever
that,
Daenerys
like, she
pleases,
gets,
she brings her handmaidens in to come service her and please her.
Which means that George Railroad Martin.
Railroad?
No, I don't. What does RR stand for?
I don't know.
Railroad?
Rocky Road?
Rocky Road? Roadrunner?
Rocky Raccoon?
Roadrunner, beep, beep.
Rocket Raccoon?
George Rocket Raccoon Martin.
We're calling it right now.
Yeah.
That's what it stands for.
George Rocket Raccoon Martin is kind of gross. A little bit.
Kind of down.
Kind of a dude who never had kids, so can't understand what it is to interact with children.
To be fair to him, gross, but in a historical sense. Historically gross. if you will.
It's still gross.
Yeah, but so is early humanity.
History's dirty.
History's early history's gross.
Dirty.
The characters are much younger in the books. Like, Daenerys is...
They had to scale them all up to make it...
Basically...
So they could show her boobs, on HBO without getting in trouble.
Right. Did you guys see the body double for Daenerys?
Oh, that she has one.
She's pretty good looking.
Yeah,
she's ridiculously good looking.
She's all right.
She's probably better looking than Emilia Clarke.
So
that I would actually agree with.
Yeah. What about Dorne? So we got this Dorne thing going now because. We got House Martell still to deal with. Marjorie sent or Tyrell.
The,
sorry.
The only good thing about that whole subplot is that
Marjorie.
No.
About Dorne, right?
Yeah, about Dorne. Is that the Martells are now going to try to fuck with the Lannisters?
Well, so here's what happens. I'm confused because they went down to Dorne.
But what about what's his phrase? Deep Space Nine.
He's dead.
They killed him.
I know.
Okay, so we've got Marjorie sent her grandma down there, right?
Yeah.
And then also Tyrion sent Valis down there over there, Varys.
Yeah.
So they've got two people going over there, vying for opposite help, right?
No, for the same help.
They're all trying to align.
Yeah, the Martells are fully teamed up, but they're on Team Daenerys now. That's how they rearranged the chessboard just to make it a little more. Less convoluted. Now, Martell's
switched over.
They're all Team Daenerys.
Dorne, everybody is Team Daenerys. It's basically everybody is Team Daenerys.
But what about Tyrell?
Tyrell is Team Daenerys, too.
But they basically...
Because they just want to kill the Lannisters.
They basically wipe that house out.
Yeah.
Who's
all
Martell?
In the sept.
That's there's Dorne. The Dornish.
Yeah.
The Dornish
that's
people.
In Nego Montoya.
Yeah.
You killed my father. You raped my sister.
Prepare to die.
Prepare to die. Oh, no. My eyes got gouged out.
Can we touch on really quickly how, how compressed time / how
magical traveling?
Magical traveling. Varys goes from Meereen to Westeros to the southern tip of Westeros
and back
to Meereen
to be on the ship. Yeah,
right.
And then
like,
what's her name? Greyjoy Yara goes all the way from Iron Islands to
from the west side of Westeros.
Yeah, all the way over. There's a lot of like instant traveling going on.
We talked about this.
Yeah, we actually did talk about this. You just have to assume for the show it's a smaller world.
Yeah,
it's very small. Like,
but here's the thing:
doesn't the book have a map on it that has it in miles?
The book has a map, and it's supposed to be really huge. I mean, these are supposed to be like continents.
Yes.
So like Westeros is like could be comparable to Europe,
South
pretty
America,
much.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. So
what I've heard.
Really?
The way
okay.
I look at it is that it's kind of like. Northern California all the way down to maybe Baja, Mexico.
You know, considering like how
the time works.
Well, the temperate climate areas seem to be working.
Be more like Vancouver to Baja.
I've read on a wiki of Song and Fire of a wiki of Ice and Fire that supposedly the known world of Westeros is supposed to be larger than the Earth. So
really?
That means like. Like travel between places
it takes
fucking
forever,
months.
See, the thing is, then why would they send ravens? Wouldn't it be smaller if ravens could be a viable source of communication?
Yeah.
Unless those ravens are like the ravens in Westeros are fucking like on speed.
My advice on all that is not to get too hung up on it. Just
don't think about
things.
It too much.
It's kind of like people were trying to explain like how well maybe. This planet has two suns moving in this direction to explain how the seasons work. And George R. R. Martin just said, you know, I never intended you to overthink this.
Yeah, just, it's just for
it's
the
just
it's
accept
for plot.
This part of it and just go.
Yeah.
Except there's like only so much.
Well, for the purpose of the show, because they have to condense it for time into 10 episodes, I can understand the instrument. But it's just as long as like it's consistent. But it seems like in this
it's
season.
It's not consistent. There's only so much like
season,
what do you call it? A suspension of. Disbelief that you can give.
They were really hopping around.
I just go with it. I just accept that that's what it is, and like we just go.
I mean, there was the part in the first episode of the show after the whole King's Court comes up to Winterfell, and Cersei hops out and says, "We've been traveling on the road for 2 months. Let's not. Do we have to go down to the crypts now?" So like she establishes there, it takes 2 months to get from King's Landing to Winterfell.
Yeah.
So
well, but we can also assume they made stops and they were playing host to other courts.
True, they did have the whole royal.
They had a caravan, so
caravan,
maybe they were stopping.
That moves slower than the individuals.
So we'll say on one horse, maybe it would take you 2 weeks, right? If you want to be super...
Right, I'll accept.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
But then to travel across the water, they have 1,000 ships and...
But yeah. Then that would mean it's close... Then the continental U.S. takes longer than 2 weeks to travel across.
By right. horse?
By horse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Much longer than yeah. that, because we're talking about 3,000 miles.
Right, that's how I said Northern California down to Baja.
Right,
yeah, that makes roughly. More sense. Or Vancouver, I think okay, Vancouver. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll take like, you know, pack Norway.
So we gotta get some place where there's ice. Where yeah. there's lots of ice.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of ice, we need to address the White Walkers. What is going on? Like, when is this going to come into play?
How
is
it they're just fucking chilling.
Is this just like a threat that's never going to happen that we're just using to advance plot? That's the sort of kind of sword of Damocles over all these houses.
Well, seeing as it wow. was literally the first scene of the show, they probably have to do something.
They think encapsulated a la TNG, where it's Q is the first and the last, and the White Walkers will be the first and the last.
Pretty much.
Last shot so. Of the show is just like the war begins, and you're just like, what the fuck did we just go on this whole fucking trip for?
Well, because John seems to be the only one that's like legitimately concerned about like we need to address this threat. Everybody else,
Sam
wants
is pretty concerned.
Sam's concerned. Sure. A part of me really does think the White Walkers are going to win, but they're going to try to do a bittersweet ending, so they'll win. Somewhat. They'll wipe out most of the Pyrrhic. Kingdoms and the houses.
It's because well, you'll realize
it'll
that...
It'll be like a Pyrrhic victor.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because you'll realize that humanity was never really worth saving to begin with.
Well, because yeah. the White Walkers, we found out, were started by the Children of the Forest to begin with. They were created to fight men.
Fight
the First Men. So do you think that we might get Children of the Forest helping out in the end?
They're all dead.
What's that?
They're all dead at this point, aren't they?
I don't think they're all dead. Just the ones that were hanging out. The
There's still some left
all
in
the
north.
All the important ones are dead.
Yeah.
So they're all dead.
I'm just wondering, like, if there's any way, like a trump card, like a weapon against the White Walkers that might
dragons.
Dragons maybe, but I think that Westeros. This is kind of the idea. In the Game of Thrones, people usually pay for their mistakes.
Yeah.
Robb Stark, you know, tried to fall in love and he paid for his mistake. And I think that's
a really bleak outlook on love. You paid for your mistake of falling in love.
That's how it worked for him, because he didn't fulfill his duties as a lord, as a king, as a king leading a war, and he let his personal emotions overtake him. So I think Westeros, as most of Westeros has just ignored the threat of the White Walkers, is going to pay
because
for that.
None of them really believe in them.
None of them believe in them. They're going to pay for that. I think most of Westeros is going to be wiped out and destroyed. I think most of the major houses are going to be crushed, eliminated.
It's going to be the long.
Do you think so? The people that don't believe in the White Walker threat or don't believe in like some sort of like faith or religion are going to pay for their crimes?
I think everyone's though. I don't think it's going to distinguish that.
Yeah. How amazing would it be if they just went full Avengers in the last like two episodes?
They all team up.
Yeah,
like everybody teams up, and it's
all the houses,
and it's like, Jon Snow, go and take out. Take out those guys on that building. and then the Hound, go and fight those guys.
We have
Daenerys.
Daenerys is going to be like, I'm bringing the party to you guys.
We have Tyrion calling the shots. He's Captain America. Right. And yeah, we got Daenerys is the Hulk.
Right.
Daenerys smash.
And then she looks up and then catches Jon Snow as he's falling out of the sky.
Like, I feel like she's straight up more like Iron Man
and
than
Sansa. And Sansa's Hawkeye.
Yeah, because she's useless. And terrible.
Useless.
Here, I wanted this season to end with the beginning of the Great War.
It kind of. I mean, there's 1,000 ships heading to King's Landing. That's
no,
a big
but game. It really is like because we've been having this threat of the White Walkers come for so long.
Well, don't forget we have two more seasons.
Well, here's the thing: we have two seasons of like 7 episodes.
Yeah, but they're probably,
let's not kid ourselves. The fact is that 7 episodes is not time enough to set up for being able to for Daenerys to take over King's Landing and
they're probably
reset the board next, and then for the Great War to begin.
They're probably going to end next season with the beginning of the Great War. And
are
then
they only doing
last,
they doing
last
shorter
long
seasons?
Night lasted for an entire generation. Or, you want to wrap it up in like 7 episodes?
They're doing shorter episodes next
shorter,
season.
Shorter seasons. So they're going to have 14 episodes, 13 episodes left?
No, and like 13 to 15, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to split that up into two seasons. So it's not going to be 10 episodes a season. It's going to be like 7 or 8 episodes a season.
Mm. Do you really want to wrap up that, like, something that as epic as we've made it sound like in, like, 1 or 2 episodes?
It wouldn't shock me if, like, it ends very bleak. So
Or, like, could, suddenly?
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet that what they're going to do is they're going to play out all the throne drama and the and next season, and then the following season is going to be the White Walker.
That's what I think. So I think that whatever I think Cersei's going to die. I think maybe Daenerys will take King's Landing and will take the throne, the Iron Throne, and everything. Probably the last scene of that season is going to be the wall falling.
Yeah, it's the only logical way to organize it.
Right, the wall collapses
the wall's
and then
come down.
And that's where I think that you know I don't think Daenerys. That's where I think Daenerys is. Her flaws are going to come in. She hasn't prepared for this. She doesn't even know about it. I think basically this is where most of Westeros gets wiped out.
Well, and see, think about in one episode how many plot threads and how many people they just took out.
They'll do, yeah.
They're going to do that again. They're going to clean house again somewhere in next season and then set it up for the last season.
What if they never get to that point where all it is that the next two seasons just cover all of the destruction and all of the battle and everything?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the show...
Because that's what you want, Steven. That's the thing. Is like I just want to see the destruction and then like have the practical life like fallout of
The practical life of it would be the last season is about how do we rebuild? Like where do the bathrooms go in the castle? Like, you know, how does all of this work?
Yeah. How do we build bathrooms?
And then my optimal ending would be that the last shot of the final episode is the same as the first shot of just the impending doom of the White Walkers are going to be taking over whoever is.
And they just realize that they're not going to win.
Or we don't need to see the actual fights.
How about this? What if the last season, the way they film it, you know, the last season ends with Daenerys taking the throne, but then the White Walkers bring the wall down and just the last cut is someone going, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
And then
a raven comes in and drops the message, the wall has fallen.
Right.
Or they could do another HBO show in The Sopranos and they can just fade to black halfway through a sentence and be like, hey, weren't we going to go fight the White Walk? And then just have a cut. And then let's have a cut to black. It could be. I don't know.
That'd be the fucking worst.
That'd be terrible.
I would be okay with I would like that.
You would like I that.
Well,
because it doesn't always end happy.
No, it doesn't. Well, Nerd Funnelers, let us know what you think on the Facebook page, the YouTube channel, the threads. Is there anything else you guys wanted to address as far as the season? We had the Vengeance theme come through. We had the female leads come through. We had a lot of house cleaning as far as plot threads.
I think the big thematic conflict here is between like the winter's coming, death is inevitable, versus glorious characters with glorious destinies. Cause we've got two of them. Daenerys and Jon Snow have had glorious destinies building up for the whole series.
It's just cut short.
The message of the show has kind of been that these glorious destinies don't pan out. Like Robb Stark, that felt like a traditional glorious destiny.
It's supposed to happen.
The son takes revenge. Nope, done. Sorry. And
so you think Stark taking revenge for his best friend.
You think, done. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bran shot that in the face.
So I feel like in order to really keep it the Game of Thrones feel, these Daenerys and Jon's glorious destinies are going to somehow have to be thwarted.
The White Walkers are going to thwart their destinies?
I think so.
Wow. Anybody else?
And then Peter Baelish sits on the Iron Throne. The end.
The end.
I hope Cersei retains.
You said what?
I hope Cersei retains.
Retains the throne?
Yeah.
What about you, Evan?
I don't know. Fucking.
What do you want? What do you think?
Just along for the ride?
I'm along for the ride. I obviously have my favorite.
Yeah,
you
have strong opinions. I can sense your fervor. I love it.
But like, frankly, I don't think this is going to end well for anybody.
No. I see this to be the general consensus for everybody. Because even with Cersei on the throne, she retains. That's not going to end well for anybody. Even Cersei.
And even though everyone's going to die, I'll still throw out Queen Sansa, Queen in the North.
Oh, man.
Queen of the South. Sansa's Queen of the North worst. And South.
I'm thinking Dany's going to take the throne. I think she's going to retain it.
Jon's going to take the throne, I think.
All right, so we got Jon, we got Sansa, we've got
Cersei,
and I'll take Dany.
Yeah, but still everyone's going to die.
But most, the White
all
Walkers
men
take
must
the throne.
Die. Valar Morghulis.
Well, what about Essos? I mean, you still got people in Essos, too.
Oh, fuck them. They're too brown.
You got Meereen. You got the
Wow! But here's the thing, all the Dothraki are coming over anyway, so.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. They're going to be in SS now. They're going to rape and pillage.
It's like the Moorish conquest.
What if, like, here's something we hadn't discussed.
Yeah?
Some uppity call is just like, you know what? I'm going to have this for myself. And he just takes over all of Westeros.
The calls are bitches. That's what we all realize. They die like bitches.
But
all calls die like bitches.
Even if you die like a bitch, You just have to stab.
And they're not interested in like they just they're like nomads. They're not interested in like the.
They're
throne.
Not interested in honor. They're not interested in all that shit.
But they're not interested in great power either.
Yeah, they just
they're nomads.
They want their tribe, and that's it.
Yeah, but now they have a new lands to pillage and rape.
I don't think they'd be interested.
Well, maybe if the White Walkers take over Westeros and then they go over there, what are they going to take from the White Walkers' ice?
Do you realize how little clothing they have? They're going to do really poorly against the White Walkers.
That's true. They're going to do poorly in winter.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know what you think of the impending winter. Winter's here, folks. So why don't you let us know what you think? So hit up the Facebook page with your...
Facebook.com/NerdFunnel.
Facebook.com/NerdFunnel.
Or NerdFunnel.com.
Or NerdFunnel.com. Leave us your thoughts and predictions in the comments. And until next time, you have been NerdFunneled.
Kill more White Walkers.
What?